The screaming was nearly deafening, and now the crowd began to stampede in earnest. Leia whirled, lifting her lightsaber, desperately hoping she wouldn't have to use it, but prepared to if necessary. On the other side of the door would likely be the emergency controls to stop the ramps from retracting. She gripped her blade with one hand, holding out the other, fingers splayed hard, to keep the press of beings from jostling Rad in his urgent task. She hoped that Jaina was making better progress than the Brub. She wished heartily she weren't so short, and craned her neck to see into the center of the room. Those on the ends of the ramp would be frantic, trying to retreat to the safety of the walls as the surface beneath their feet inexorably disappeared a centimeter at a time. And yet Leia was trying to hold them back to give Rad room to work. A sudden shrill cry soared over the other screams, and Leia felt a sharp stab of terror in the Force. Without pausing to ascertain what was going on with her five physical senses, Leia leapt upward, landed on the banister again, and then jumped down toward the source of the fear. A little boy, about Alana's age, had landed hard on the Duracrete floor of the Boarwolf pen. His pain shot through Leia, red hot and urgent. The boy had suffered broken bones at the very least, but his terror was even more overpowering than the physical pain. Leia dropped beside him, bending her knees to absorb the impact, then put her own body between the boy and the snarling predators. One of them lunged forward, teeth bared. Leia brought the weapon across her body in a sweeping motion, and the creature fell in two still wriggling pieces. Two others lunged at her in tandem. She darted forward, impaling the first one right through its opened mouth and slicing upward. She extended a hand and force-hurled the second one back into a fourth animal that was charging. The boarwolf struck its packmate heavily, and both beasts went sprawling. Leia sensed a fifth one coming behind her and whirled. She decapitated it immediately. The little boy screamed, covering his head as blood rained down upon him. Leia was sorry for the trauma she'd caused him, but at least he'd be alive to deal with it. She looked around, clutching the lightsaber in preparation for another attack. One of the bodies spasmed in its death throes, but then lay still. She had killed them all. She turned back to the boy, crouching beside the hysterically sobbing child. She touched his shoulder lightly, exuding comfort and reassurance. "It's okay," she said. "You're going to be fine." She had just started to gather him in her arms, intending to force leap upward to the ramp and return him to his no doubt terrified parents, when out of the corner of her eye, she caught motion. She glanced up. Above her, she saw a blur of tawny fur and realized that the mother Nexu had leapt clear out of her cage and was now scrabbling for purchase on the ramp. Her two front paws were hooked into the small holes in the metal plating, and one of her hind legs had almost managed to get a solid grip. Her naked rodent-like tail thrashed and wound about the banister. The Nexu opened her horrifically wide mouth in a savage snarl, her head looking almost like it would split in two with the gesture. Leia left the boy where he was. He would be safer in the pen with the five dead boar wolves. Switching the lightsaber to her left hand, she leapt upward. She caught the banister with her right hand, about a meter from where the Nexu was still struggling to climb atop the ramp, and started to pull herself up. A strong hand shot out of nowhere, grabbed her arm, and hauled her up the rest of the way. She turned to see Han, his other arm wrapped tightly around Alana's small waist as he pressed the girl to him like a package he was carrying on his hip. There was no time to thank him or reassure Alana. Leia spun to face the Nexu. Even as she whirled, she saw the creature lash out with one of its forepaws as both hind legs came up and gripped the retreating end of the ramp. It caught the leg of an Ithorian. The unfortunate being cried out in pain in the unique twin-mouthed fashion of his people, his utterance of agony sounding incongruously beautiful and hauntingly musical. He fell backward, his long fingers clutching at the ramp, his left leg caught in the huge jaws of the Nexu. Leia dived forward, lifting the lightsaber in both hands high over her head and bringing it down in a sharp stabbing motion. The energy blade impaled the Nexu at the back of its neck, continuing the downward momentum until it was partway through the ramp, exactly as Leia had intended. "Get him! Get him!" she cried over her shoulder. The lifeless body of the Nexu swung limply now, but its jaws remained clenched in death's rictus. Some of the beings were jolted from their mindless horror and moved forward, prying open the beast's mouth and pulling the still wailing Ithorian back from the edge of the ramp. Leia deactivated her lightsaber, and the huge feline, no longer pinned like an insectoid specimen to a flimsy-board display, tumbled limply into the pen. The cubs scampered to their mother's corpse and mewed piteously. The ramp had been retracting slowly but inexorably, and now all the ramps were only halfway extended. Crowded to begin with, now the beings were pressed tightly together. Leia was surprised that no one had snapped and begun hurling bodies down at random, but she knew enough to simply be grateful for the fact. Maybe it was the calm she had been pouring into the Force this whole time. And then, with an unexpected jolt, the ramp suddenly stopped. Leia looked up to see a large, smoking, circular hole cut in the door. Rad stuck his head through and gave her a grin. He'd done it. Then his eyes widened, and he ducked back quickly as the patrons began to pour through the hole.